This is Robert Martellacci of the Mindshare Learning Report, Canada's Learning and Technology e-magazine. I'm here down at the Mars Discovery District at Canada's first EdApp Hackathon here at the auditorium, and I have the good fortune of having a Mindshare Learning moment with the Associate Director of the Toronto District School Board. I'm a proud alumni of that school district, and it's Jianling Cheng of the TDSB. Thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Oh, thank you.
I'm fascinated by this environment here to see. Just 2 days ago, I was here with some 200 business leaders and educators exploring leadership and learning and technology and pedagogy. And today, it's the students that are embracing the learning and working in project-based environments to solve a problem.
Yes, and I think this came about through Peter Singh, our Chief Technology Officer, and two teachers actually in our system, Joe and Brandon, that brought forward this idea. And it's very much grassroots innovation by teachers that thought about this hackathon where we bring students here to identify students' learning needs and developing an app for them. The beauty of this is not just the technology, the business, the discipline learning, but learning to work as a development team. And I think working as a development team has tremendous value added to competencies and skill sets that actually our industry sectors are looking for and their 21st century learning.
That's fascinating. Now, not every school is represented here. What's next? Are you seeing this opportunities to expand out to other regions of the district?
I think there are a couple of reiterations from this. One is to, instead of holding a mass where the access and the transportation is a challenge for some of our kids, that probably we're going to push this out to within our system to have at least one hackathon in the four areas of our system, and then to move it into the family of schools, hopefully a one hackathon in every family of schools, to make it really an experience that all students can participate in.
Now, you mentioned teachers earlier. There's an opportunity that you see involved in, to engage teachers.
Yes, the opportunity is we do have a partnership with MAS called Entrepreneur Thinking, and we are looking at this design, whether this could be actually the teacher's enterprise, where the teachers are identifying challenges in the implementation of curriculum, and through that identification to develop an app. But the beauty is we're going to bring in a team of students who have IT, the hacker and the hustler and the designer, to work with teachers, so there's flipped learning going on at the same time. So that is probably in the works, and we are meeting up to design that and talk about that.
What an honor opportunity for the students, what an opportunity for the teachers, and thank you so much for inspiring that along with Peter Singh and Joseph and Brandon and Mars. It's a true collaboration.
Thank you very much. Yes, it is very much a true collaboration. And I think whatever students need to learn and how they learn and who they learn, because now we ask the question, how does learning happen? Who, when, and where? We are flipping it. The learning doesn't happen only within the school, within the four walls. And how learning happens for students must be very similar or parallel with how learning happens for teachers. Because the more teachers can learn in proxy with students, the better our school's going to be.
Well said. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you.
That was Jianling Cheng, Associate Director of the Toronto District School Board. My name is Robert Martellacci, the Mindshare Learning Report. And until next time, keep the learning curve steep.